Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO. Go by as
quickly as a week. Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is a cannabis talk show. I am Michelle Marquis and happy to welcome our guests again from Mercy Wellness. We had our first show a couple weeks ago and excited to bring everyone back into the studio again today to talk more about cannabis. And really today our focus is on seniors. We want to talk about, this is an area that seniors are curious about, that whether they've had experience in it or not. So we really want to talk about that because it can be something useful, certainly, for seniors. So we're going to dive right in and introduce here on the show Kaylin. Kaylin Cardoza is the store manager and senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. Thank you so much for being here, Kaylin.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about why you started spearheading the research and deciding that senior focus was a good idea at Mercy Wellness.
Well, I started it because I started as a bud tender, where I would help people pick products out, help them make decisions when they came in. And I started seeing the amount of seniors coming in started to grow. And so I saw the need for it. They had a lot of questions, and then I realized that that group in particular just needed extra help. Mm-hmm. So they just wanted honest, reliable information and know that we were someone that they could trust to give them and provide them with that information. So that's what Mercy represents. We give that to everyone that steps through the doors, but specifically seniors is something that I feel really passionate about and need to get that information to.
Yeah. What is it the experience like for a senior who comes in and starts to ask you some questions? What do you talk with them about?
Well, step one, when they find Mercy, when they come in, it's really intimidating for a lot of people because they have this idea of what to expect when they go into a dispensary.
Right.
And we're trying to break all those stigmas right now. So when they come in, they sign up with a receptionist or the front desk. Jessica or Camille helps you sign up. Mm-hmm. You have to sign a little 5-minute little agreement about state and city regs. And then as soon as you go in there, then you go through security. Once you pass security, you can just let one of them know that you may need a special concierge program where someone can meet you inside there, walk you through the dispensary, answer any questions that you may have, give you step-by-step directions on how to even use some products. And there's a lot of products to choose from.
Right.
So part of what's important too is for seniors or anyone who's coming in is to just be as upfront and really tell what you're trying to treat or what you're trying to alleviate.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And was there anything that came up in your research and as you're developing a program for seniors that was unexpected for you?
Honestly, for me, it was the amount of seniors that were open to trying cannabis. It's come such a long way. There's so much more than just smoking. There's tinctures and topicals and salves and capsules, like all different types of delivery systems. And we have seniors who have used cannabis in the past. We have seniors who have never tried cannabis ever, and they might be a little bit hesitant or scared. So I love how open people are becoming to using cannabis as relief. Everyone's trying to treat something one way or another, and a lot of seniors have tried other methods and they've failed, and that's why they're turning to cannabis. So the fact that so many people are open and just want the information, that's what I was really happy about.
Right, right. And it can also be, I imagine, as a senior coming in, especially if you've not had experience with cannabis in the past, you may already be on a lot of different prescriptions and medications,
yeah,
and in a situation where you're in pain or you're confused by how many different medications you're on and,
yeah,
you know, just worried about all of those things. So mm-hmm. How do you talk about that with seniors when they have that issue?
Well, first, it's very important that we don't give medical advice. But I think it's really important for people to do a lot of research on their own, too. Mm-hmm. But everyone is different. Everything reacts different. So one thing that I really am proud that Mercy does is, you know, we ask a lot of questions to figure out what you're comfortable with. And then once you're comfortable with it, we may say, like, it may take a couple of times to find what works best for you. Mm-hmm. And we don't just say, okay, good luck, you know.
Right.
No, we're just like, here, try this out. Let me know how this works. If it doesn't work, come back in. This is my name. This is when I'm here. Ask to speak with me, and we can find something else that works for you. And mm-hmm. just give them that support to let them know that we're there for them and that it does. It's scary, especially to try something that may alter your state or your mind or your
sure.
well-being. You know,
yeah.
it's, and this, people are using this as medicine. So it's important to take into consideration that they may be scared or nervous or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. that we're there to support them and guide them and help point them in the right direction.
Right. Do you get feedback then? You said you ask people to come back in and talk to you. What
All
is that like?
All the time. Yeah. Like I said, seniors are what I'm passionate about. I've given people my phone number, to text me or yeah. call me if they have any questions. And a lot of it, people just want to feel supported and want to know that where they're getting their information and their medicine from, like, we care about them. Like, you're not just another transaction. We care about you, your well-being, if this works. I've, you know, written down my schedule and say, if you don't see me, come and find me. Let someone yeah. know that you're here so that I can come out and let you know. You know, write stuff down if you're trying something new. That's something I'm working really hard with seniors, is mm-hmm. that track what you're doing, how much you're taking, and then write all of that down. Bring that back to me, and we can look and see where we need to change your dosing, or if maybe you need to increase your dosing. Because seniors are coming in mostly for arthritis, sleep, anxiety, and chronic pain.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all, you know, and there's a wide variety of other things that
sure.
people are coming in for. But mostly just finding what helps them feel comfortable and how we can help them feel as comfortable as they want to be.
And let's talk. You mentioned a couple of the reasons that people might be coming in. Their
yeah.
chronic pain and inability to sleep. What is maybe the most common thing that you're seeing as people come in, as seniors ask about?
For seniors, it's arthritis is one of the top things that people are coming, especially seniors, are coming in for. That and sleep. A lot of seniors, you know, as they get older, they have a harder time sleeping, or they're on other medications that they want to get off of because, for whatever reason, maybe it doesn't make them feel good in the morning, or they're still a little bit groggy, or they don't like the way it makes them feel, or for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty amazing when people come in because they've heard that we've helped them with something, like they've heard their neighbor or their grandchild gave them something, you know, to help them.
Yeah.
And to know that we've created a place where people can come in and say, this is what I'm trying to treat, this is what I'm having problems with, and then we can guide them based off of what it is that they're looking for. But that's a lot. That's one of the main things, is arthritis and chronic pain and wanting to get off all these meds that maybe people have been on for years that they just don't want to be on anymore.
Right. And of course, that is with the consultation of your medical professional.
Of course.
You know, that's always something that you need to take into factor
yeah.
At any time that you're changing anything. If you're adding exercise, if you're radically changing your diet, you need to be talking to your medical professional.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the same situation.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that we walk through with everybody, but seniors as well. Like, mm-hmm. everything reacts in your body different. So if you'd come in and you try something, we can't say like, oh, this will help you. But say like, you know, if you try a tincture and it didn't really work for you, don't just shut off to cannabis altogether. Maybe that just wasn't the best delivery system for you.
Sure.
There are tons of other things on our shelves that we could walk you through, and just kind of, maybe it wasn't the proper dose. But that's one thing that you just have to be kind of open to, trying different delivery systems, because everybody's body is different.
Right.
It reacts differently and every single person. And especially as you grow older, your chemistry changes. So that could affect it as well.
Sure.
So it's just being patient on trying new things.
Right. And I like that you mentioned the different delivery systems, because that could be another sort of thing that might stop a senior from coming in, thinking that the only way to use mm-hmm. cannabis is to smoke it, which is entirely not true.
So yeah, it's come a very, very long way. And when seniors are coming in, they're not coming in to smoke. They're coming in for those other delivery systems, the topicals, the tinctures, the capsules, the mm-hmm. edibles, mm-hmm. anything that's easily dosed out for them, because that's what's confusing, is that a lot of people are in this mindset of that, like, oh, it's really strong and I just have to smoke. And that's not, it's not what it is. And when seniors are coming in, they want something they can dose out, or they can, or even not have sugar. So tincture, yeah, you know, right. all those little things that we have options for everybody. It's right. just finding that right one for
yeah,
you.
That's great. I'm talking with Kaylin Cardoza. She is a store manager and very passionate about being a senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. And of course, you can find more information at mercywellness.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk with Joe Sullivan, who is our leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And we're going to talk about some more products here on Can I Help You? This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You, a cannabis talk show, is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading cannabis retailer. Mercy curates the widest and best selection of cannabis flower, edibles, oils, and tinctures at the lowest everyday prices. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. Sometimes our customers just want to relax, or they need help sleeping. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? And hear stories from the cannabis frontier of legal, safe consumption. And enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
In honor of Valentine's Day, have a quickie at Inform Fitness of Northern California. In just one or two 20-minute weekly sessions, you'll build strength, gain muscle, and improve your energy using their revolutionary science-based method. This month, sign you and your sweetie, best friend, or coworker up. Buy 1 month, and they get 1 month free. Show you care. Feel the difference 20 minutes can make. Call 385-9860 or go to informfitness.com/Rohnert Park and sign you and your Valentine up today.
And now, here's a health update from the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District.
In Sonoma and Marin counties, being outdoors, hiking, camping, and enjoying the fresh air is what we do. Living in the tall grasses on the hillsides and the fallen leaves along the trails are ticks. Ticks are year-round in Marin and Sonoma counties, so be sure to protect yourself from ticks and tick-borne diseases by applying a repellent containing DEET to exposed skin. Wear light-colored clothing with long sleeves and long pants, and check yourself for ticks. Don't forget to check your pets for ticks, too.
The Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is an independent special district committed to protecting public health from mosquitoes and vector-borne disease. All programs and services are funded through benefit assessments and property taxes. Services are provided to all residents in Marin and Sonoma counties at no additional charge.
Learn more about ticks at msmosquito.com.
Enjoy yourself.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
And welcome back to Can I Help You, the cannabis talk show here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis. And our first segment, we talked with Kaylin. Kaylin Cardoza is the store manager and senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. And just talked a little bit about what the experience is like for seniors at Mercy Wellness in Cotati. And now we want to talk with Joe. Joe Sullivan is a leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Welcome back to the program, Joe.
Thank you, Michelle. It's nice to be back.
Nice to see you. And because you are the product manager, you decided to bring in someone who brings product to you.
Yeah, definitely. It's a company that's near and dear to my heart. They're local. Mm-hmm. It's a company called Care by Design. Today, we're lucky enough to have Stephanie Mandeville. She's the education manager with Care by Design in today. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning. It's so nice to be with you all. Hello,
nice
everyone
to see
out
you.
There.
Yeah, so I wanted to start, just tell us about Care by Design and why adults and seniors share so many stories of healing for wellness and pain relief with your CBD-rich products.
You know, our company started out as a local cannabis company. We're a California born and bred, raised premium cannabis company manufacturer. Ned Fussell, Dennis Hunter, and Bill Silver, who is our CEO, they've created this company, and it's been quite innovative. And our basic idea is that we really want customers and our clients and patients that are taking our medicine to have a precise dose, to actually be able to consider that, to be able to consistently reach for our products and know that it's well-tested, that it's always been well-tested. We are a premier testing facility before it was even state-regulated. So we really find that all of our products can address a wide variety of symptoms, a wide variety of issues, and we are very focused on the senior and middle-aged group because those are the people that have a little bit of experience with it, but they also don't have as much education, mm-hmm. and they're the ones that really are excited about this because they are looking forward to alternatives to keep them present and to keep them healed and have relief.
That's fantastic. So your products at Care by Design are based on ratios and microdosing. What does that mean to the new cannabis user?
Microdosing is something I think everyone pretty much already does. How many of you, and raise your hand silently as you're listening to us, but how many of you out there have taken half of your husband's or your partner's or your wife's medicine because it's in the cabinet?
Oh, sure.
Or somebody that's taken maybe three of that over-the-counter analgesic instead of two. That's microdosing. You're deciding what is best for your body. We really believe in giving you the dignity to be able to do that. That's what microdosing is. It's being able to decide how much to take. And we make our products so that it's very easy to do that. A ratio is basically an idea of how much CBD, how much cannabinoid oil is in the product based on THC. So you've got the non-psychotropic CBD, which is the miracle molecule, and then you've got the THC, which we believe makes the most efficacious medicine.
And how would you explain to the new user or even an experienced THC user how to use the products? Are there tools that they can use to help them?
There are. We have microdosing journals. We have a lot of collateral that is actually at Mercy Wellness for the use of our clients and their clients. We believe strongly that a new user, even someone that's very experienced with cannabis, needs to microdose and needs to write down their experience. And we've done it in a way with these dosing journals from the company that you can start by putting out what or putting writing down what you've taken, what time you've taken. It gives you prompting words to say, how are you feeling at every half an hour? And then you keep those experiences together and then you try it again. What this allows you to do is to change your dosing based on what your need is. And it's also able to give you a consistent dose based on a consistent need that you have. If your need is always, I need to fall asleep, or if your need is, I've got a consistent pain at the end of the day because my hands hurt so much with arthritis, as I am one of those people, then you know that you can always go to that dose because you've written it down, you've experienced it, and you've found the efficacy for it. All of our tinctures, our capsules, our pain cream, our vape pens are in all of these different ratios. We have five ratios, 18 to 1 and 8 to 1. Those are non-psychotropic. So the amount of CBD that is in those formulations tamps down the actual psychotropic effect that you will have. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest thing I think that has come out of all of the research that our scientists that we employ and all of our R&D professionals in the cannabis industry that work with our company. That is the biggest thing that we found as important to seniors.
Awesome. So what is the number one question you get when you are educating seniors or people with active lifestyles about the benefits of having a CBD routine?
We actually, the biggest question is, am I going to get high? Am I going to feel loopy? Am I going to be able to talk to my husband after I do this? And that is why we offer so many different ratios. We can offer the very newest person who has never tried cannabis something that is approachable with a tincture like an 18 to 1, which is predominantly CBD and has just enough THC to make it efficacious. Mm-hmm. And you will not have a psychotropic effect to that, to someone who is more experienced. And so it's dosed per bottle, it's dosed on the packaging, and you're able to actually very easily take care of yourself, make yourself have a sense of wellness and have a dosage routine. It's very simple.
Hmm. So there obviously are a lot of companies, choices, and claims relative to Care by Design products in the marketplace. Why would someone choose Care by Design?
We really were, Canacraft, who is our parent company and who owns Care by Design, we were the innovators, and we paved the road for CBD microdosing and ratios. We were the first ones out there doing that. Additionally, our company was the first company in California to actually create their own testing lab. We were testing before anyone else was testing, and we were triple testing, batch testing the cannabis before it even came into our pharmaceutical facility, which is where we make all of our products. Mm-hmm. So I really am comfortable in actually working in every aspect of our company, knowing that we are compliant and that Mercy Wellness wouldn't even carry our products if we weren't compliant, if we weren't efficacious, and if we weren't consistent in our delivery methods and in our products.
So Care by Design is a trusted go-to for seniors or really any age, actually. So to start adding CBD to their pain relief and wellness routines, would you consider that a safe medicine?
It's a very safe medicine. So many people don't understand that as a whole plant product, your endocannabinoid system in your body actually responds to these CBDs, and you have CBD receptors all in your body.
I think that's so fascinating that it's already in our bodies. Yeah. That just, you know, when you think about
exactly.
that really makes more sense about why this could be an effective form of medicine.
Exactly. And it was just that the CBD was the one component that people didn't really understand in the cannabis. And once that was explored and all the National Institutes of Health and all of the different peer studies that we've actually participated in, those are really important.
All right. We're going to take a call now from Robert Jacob. Robert Jacob is really actually sort of a pioneer here, at least locally, in the field. He was a former mayor of Sebastopol and also the founder of Peace and Medicine. Robert Jacob's on the phone line with us. Hi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So we've only got a couple minutes here, but I do want to talk to you a bit about relationships with seniors and cannabis and your experience in that realm.
Well, you know, really what I've seen is since 2007 when Peace of Medicine opened is a consistent rise in seniors becoming connected with cannabis, either because they don't need to use other medications. Cannabis replaces many medications because they have just a general interest. And it just continues to grow as a population that's accessing dispensaries.
Now, in your experience, were there some products that seniors sort of gravitated more to?
I think topicals, mm-hmm. Tinctures, capsules, they all offer ways of dosing slowly.
Right.
So you make sure that you don't ever use too much cannabis. It allows the product to grow with the patient. Mm-hmm. And
that's that microdosing that we were talking with Stephanie Mandeville of Care by Design, and she talked about that microdosing. And that gives the patient that control, right?
Yes, gives the patient total control.
Yeah.
And I think that's really why we're seeing seniors come into cannabis is because as it gets more regulated, there is dosage regulation. Mm-hmm. There are clear quality standards. There are more options. And I think that oftentimes seniors are looking for that security in a product.
Do you think that as time goes on, I mean, we're really only in the infancy of sort of the cannabis world here in California and in across the country as we're seeing things change state by state and possibly on the federal level. Who knows when we're going to get there.
Yeah.
But do you think that seniors are going to be more interested as time goes on in cannabis?
Oh, I think seniors will only become more interested, especially as it continues to be proven to be a healthful activity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it is very interesting, and we appreciate your input, especially because of you being on sort of the forefront medical marijuana-wise here in the county. Thank you so much for joining us, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
That is Robert Jacob, the former mayor of Sebastopol, and he founded a Peace in Medicine, which is now SPARC. And we really appreciate our guests from Mercy Wellness coming in and Care by Design. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, and we will be back here so you can hear more about cannabis on this cannabis talk show, Canna Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. Tune in the next time will be March 8th, right here, Friday, and we enjoy talking with you. If you have any questions, of course, reach out to Mercy Wellness. Their website is mercywellness.com. I'm Michelle Marquis, and our guests have been Joe Sullivan, Kaylin Cardoza, Stephanie Mandeville, and Robert Jacob. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.